Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour in Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released from October through December of 1969. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Jackson 5, the Four Tops, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, David Ruffin, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Marvin Gaye and the Temptations. Well, coming up first, a great song from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Friendship Train. Well, Friendship Train opens up in classic Norman Whitfield style. It starts off with a bass riff and then bongos and drums, and Gladys comes in at 33 seconds into the song singing well, 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 well. One of the Pips, William Guest, recalls, "It was a good song to put into our act because it brought a lot of action. We would let the audience participate. They would shake hands and make a friend in the audience." Well, here is Gladys in her Pips, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Don't Let Him Take Your Love From Me, averaged number 49 in November of 1969. Before that, the Jackson 5 had a smash number 1 with I Want You Back, and we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Friendship Train, number 17 from October of 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs recorded in late 1969. Well, coming up, the last number 1 song that Diana Ross and the Supremes had together, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, surprisingly, Someday We'll Be Together, although recorded in 1969, was actually not written for Diana Ross and the Supremes, because it was written in 1961 by the writing team of Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers. They were Southerners who met at an Air Force base outside Detroit, and they wrote it mainly in their car as they drove through the Midwest scratching out a living. They recorded it themselves on a record label called Tri-Fi, but nothing happened with it. Well, when Tri-Fi merged with Motown, Johnny Bristol was among the songwriters and producers who came on board. Well, by 1969, Bristol was a success as a writer behind the glass, and he looked to revive the song for himself, perhaps to reunite with the Beavers. Well, instead, he cut the track for Junior Walker. Well, Junior Walker hated the song and refused to have it released. Well, Bristol went to Berry Gordy and asked him what he should do. Well, the first thing that popped out of Berry's mouth, Johnny Bristol recalled, was how would you like to do it for Diana Ross? Well, at the time, certainly, you didn't argue with Berry Gordy. and the idea was a producer's dream. And he and I went into the studio with Diana, and the rest is history. Well, here is the Swan Song by Diana Ross and the Supremes, right here on Motown.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yesterday, my life was filled with sadness. I had little hope of ever finding gladness. All my roads were closed and marked with never more. I had accepted my life to be just a bore. Watch and search for tomorrow. That was the only thing from life that I thought I could just borrow. But now my life has changed, and the world turned, it's rearranged. Cause I found sunshine, yes I did, ha, and shone over the dark hills.
David Ruffin with the number 53 song from 1969, I'm So Glad I Fell For You. Before that, the dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, What You Gave Me, reaching number 49. And we started with that number one from Diana Ross, The Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released in late 1969 during the rest of this half hour. Well, coming up, a great memorable song from The Temptations, Psychedelic Shack. Well, producer Norman Whitfield had taken over the Temptations from Smokey Robinson in May 1966 with a song called Ain't Too Proud to Beg. From then on, with one exception, he had produced every group single, and every one of them was a smash. It was the longest run of hits for a producer and artist in the history of Motown, comfortably beating the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Hall's run of hits with the Supremes. With Psychedelic Shack, Whit wasn't even halfway through his great run. Well, Otis Williams, one of the members of the Temptations, remembered that Whitfield was becoming more of a Jekyll and Hyde character during this period. He was quoted as saying, "If we were scheduled to record at 8 o'clock, we were there and ready at 8. However, Norman might drag in a half an hour earlier or half hour later and launch into a rap about how much money he'd won at the track that day." Well, here is Psychedelic Shack, right here on Motown Memories.
That's take a look at your man. You'd be surprised what you might find. Yeah. Told. You can learn the meaning of soul.
There ain't no such a thing as time.
All the incense in the air. Mm-hmm. East side's made it everywhere. I guarantee you this place will blow your mind.
They got music so high, you can't get over it.
So low you can't get up.
Thank you.
Right. Wow. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Someone new, but that won't be easy, you see, after all the things you've done for me. Though I'm a man, I ain't too proud to say, with you I stand tall and strong, but without you, girl, I'm nothing at all. How can I forget you?
Marvin Gaye with How Can I Forget, reaching number 41 in December of 1969. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Pointed Out, number 37. And we started with The Temptations' great song, Psychedelic Shack, number 7 from the featured year of 1969. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured all Motown songs released from July through December of 1969. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all the Motown artists featured in this edition of Motown Memories. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.